This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas negotiators will remain in Cairo for another day at the request of mediators keeping ceasefire talks going after 2 days with no breakthrough, an official from the militant group said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The Cairo talks had been billed as a final hurdle to reach the war's first extended ceasefire. It would be a 40-day truce between Israel and Hamas, during which dozens of Israeli hostages would be freed, and aid would be pumped into Gaza to stave off a famine. Three security sources from host and mediator Egypt told Reuters the warring sides still wanted a deal, but still sticking to demands that had held up an agreement so far. Israel says it is interested only in a temporary truce, during which more hostages would be freed. Hamas says it wants any deal to lead to a permanent end to hostilities.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The U.S. Defense Department released video on Tuesday it says shows U.S. airmen conducting a humanitarian aid drop for Gaza residents. The Defense Department said the operation was carried out in collaboration with Jordan, and the aid drop included 60 bundles of food, which can provide nearly 37,000 meals to civilians. A U.S. destroyer shot down drones and a missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels toward it in the Red Sea. That's according to U.S. military's Central Command. On Tuesday, the rebels claimed the attack, though they said they targeted two American warships without elaborating. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy released footage of its sailors fighting a fire aboard a container ship that was targeted by the Houthis in the Gulf of Aden on Monday. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups.